Hey everyone, so today I wanted to discuss Stoicism and how I've noticed this disturbing trend where it seems to have been hijacked by alpha male bros on social media. Now, Stoicism is a pretty great philosophy to live by, but I want to start out by asking this question. You know what's not Stoicism? It's not screaming into a webcam about being an alpha male while flexing your biceps and quoting Marcus Aurelius between sets of deadlifts. Stoicism isn't about dominating others. It's about mastering yourself humbly. It's not about shouting over people. It's about listening. And it's definitely not about posting shirtless selfies with hashtag Stoic Life. Real Stoicism is about shutting the hell up and feeding your neighbor. So let's talk about how the ancient philosophy of emotional discipline and inner peace got turned into an Instagram hashtag by guys with protein powder addictions and abandonment issues. Stoicism, once the domain of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, men who faced exile, slavery, and plagues, has now been reduced to quotes, slapped on gym selfies, and podcast mics the size of toddler heads. And it's not even subtle. These guys took virtue and turned it into a branding opportunity. They took stillness and translated it into do more push-ups. They took accept what you can't control and turned it into dominate everything. What we're dealing with is not Stoicism here. It's Broicism. Modern Stoicism has been hijacked by grifters who scream discipline while selling supplements to 12-year-olds. It's basically a pyramid scheme with a six-pack. The Stoics wanted you to be free from suffering. The bros want you to suffer more, but look good doing it. All right, so let's rewind 2,000 years before YouTube thumbnails with guys making angry faces. Stoicism was born in chaos. The original Stoics were dealing with exile, tyranny, slavery, war, and get this, the kind of pandemics where you didn't just stay home for a couple weeks and get bored and start a podcast. Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor. He wrote meditations in a battlefield. You know, he was in a tent surrounded by dying soldiers. Not in a WeWork office over oat milk lattes. Epictetus? He was literally a slave. He didn't have a morning routine. His morning routine was, try not to get whipped today. And what did he write? That we suffer not from events themselves, but from our interpretation of them. Not conquer the day. More like, you're not in charge of anything but your own damn brain. Real Stoicism was an act of rebellion against chaos and ego. It was not about maximizing gains. It was about minimizing bullshit. So, how did a quiet philosophy of internal peace get rebranded as hustle porn for emotionally stunted finance bros? Simple. Capitalism found a way to monetize inner peace. And inner peace doesn't sell, but self-improvement does. So now, Stoicism is sold as performance. You wake up at 4 a.m., take an ice-cold shower, and you write in your leather-bound Daily Stoic journal that costs $45, and then scream about being a lone wolf while desperately begging people to subscribe to your channel. It's exhausting. It's loud. And it's really the exact opposite of what the Stoics preached. Because here's a little secret. Stoicism isn't supposed to make you more successful. It's supposed to make you less of a jackass when you're not. So, what is the actual core of Stoicism? Stillness, restraint, acceptance, humility, and compassion. Not dominate everything, not be a Sigma male, not destroy your competition. It's more like you're going to die. Everyone you love will die. And try not to be a dick in the meantime. So Seneca said, we suffer more in imagination than in reality. But now, we suffer in high definition with an algorithm reminding us that we're not doing enough. We are addicted to performance. We wear productivity like an armor, and we treat burnout as a badge of honor. Stoicism is walking away from that. Not proving yourself, not clapping back, not defending your brand. It's quietly doing what's right and not virtue signaling to the world about it. Okay. So let's say you're one of the very few people on Earth who actually wants to live with some kind of integrity. Here's how. Shut up. Before you speak, ask yourself if what you're about to say is true, necessary, and kind. If it's not, maybe keep it to yourself. Breathe. When you feel anger or frustration rising, take a deep breath. Remember that you can't control others, only your response to them. Feed your neighbor, literally or metaphorically. Be kind, be generous, be a good human. Real Stoicism isn't about being emotionless. It's about being emotionally intelligent. It's not about being invulnerable. It's about being resilient. And it's really about being vulnerable. It's not about being better than others. It's about being better than you were yesterday. We live in a world where being loud, flashy, and constantly online is considered admirable. Where rage is rewarded with clicks, where influencers teach stoicism while screaming into microphones like it's a UFC weigh-in. But you can opt out. You can do less. Say less, chase less, and still matter. Stillness is now rebellion. Kindness is now power. Silence is now a protest. So breathe, shut up, and for the love of Seneca, don't buy the $90 warrior mindset stoic planner. Just be. Thanks for watching.